Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use. I'm Ann Baldwin, and guess what we're talking about today? Lights, camera, and action. That's right. We're hoping that the film and TV industry comes to Connecticut in a more prosperous way, and we're going to talk about that with Jonathan Black. And if you haven't heard of this guy, he's pretty amazing. He's a producer. He's established a great career producing, executive producing, co-producing both films, 50 films as a matter of fact, and TV shows. And he's also the co-founder and co-chair on the executive board of the Connecticut Film and TV Alliance. And then we've got another person, a good friend of mine. I won't call you an old friend, but we've known each other for a long time.
I appreciate that.
Bob Dio, who even showed up in his Connecticut Film and TV Alliance t-shirt today. We'll put some pictures on the website so you can see how cute he looks in that nice blue shirt. Bob has been around for a long, long time and has a great show business career. He's a narrator of several audiobooks, an actor, a director in film, television, radio, and he's also one of the co-founders and the other co-chair and executive board member of the Connecticut Film and TV Alliance. Gentlemen, you're busy. I know that. And I appreciate you coming in here because we've got a lot to talk about today. So let's start with you, if we can. Let's talk a little bit about, Jonathan, where are we here in the state of Connecticut when it comes to the film and television industry? We hear a lot about it, but how's it going?
Well, that's a good question, because when I first got here and moved here three and a half years ago, I was like excited to be here because of the tax credit, the proximity to New York and New Jersey. But when I got here, I found that it was a very it wasn't what I thought. So I was like, okay, we really got to make this. We got to, you know, really build this industry like it was back in the glory days in 2007, 8, 9. And
here in Connecticut.
Yes, where we had like Amistad. We had a lot of really big films shot here. And we wanted to bring that kind of back. And then also take the business away from New Jersey and New York. Come on, let's create jobs here. So brought my company, Chair 10 Productions, and production services company to try to bring in some of my big clients. But in the meantime, realized that it was important to get involved in the politics of the state. You know, hired a lobbyist, former Speaker of the House, Jim Amon, and his partner, Michael Rell, which, you know, Governor Rell is the one that signed the tax credit originally. And then I met this wonderful gentleman, Bob, here, and as we were testifying in regards to the tax credit, and we decided to form the alliance, really to bring the entire state together to build up the industry, education, job creation, and all kinds of opportunities to really kind of harness the wealth of talent in the state.
And there is so much talent. So, Bob, I know you've been talking about this, and I mean, fighting a battle a little bit for quite a long time. Oh. What is the reluctance to open up our arms to this industry? I mean, all we ever hear about, right, is jobs and revenues and tourism and all these things really kind of point to this industry. Why is there even a problem?
A lack of education, and on the legislative side, I would think, with certain people who just don't understand what the film industry is all about. And their misconceptions, as Jonathan may have alluded to, that require re-education. So the only way we can prosper, I think, in Connecticut is to get legislators in tune to what the film industry really is, how money really is spent in Connecticut, because only a portion of that money sometimes, in our opinion, and from the research we've done, is being reported to them.
Well, let's explain. We talk about education. So let's explain to the people listening to this. What does this mean? Are you asking for free money? What's a tax credit?
That's a good question. A lot of people think it's just money given out. No, in the industry right now, every major studio, independent producer, whatever, they use the tax credit as part of their financing. It's kind of baked into the way that all films are financed right now. If you look at Georgia, you look at New Jersey, you know, in New Mexico, Canada, Europe, it's all based around the tax credits. And so what happens is you have to earn that. So basically, you come in and you spend an X amount of dollars. In our case, you have to spend $1 million to get the 30% tax credit.
Okay.
It is a transferable credit, which is a little bit different than a rebate. It's like Massachusetts has a rebate. Mm-hmm. Ours is a transferable credit, which means that it is, you know, sold to another company, and then that they offset their tax burden. So it kind of helps the industry at our side, but also helps other industry executives as well. The biggest concern and the biggest thing that I'm talking about, really what this tax credit does, is it encourages businesses to come. I'll give you a great example. Is New Jersey right now is going to be hosting on Netflix's one of their largest stages and studios that are going to be built. They got the bid because New Jersey has a really great tax credit. And we lost over $1 billion of an investment because we couldn't be competitive with New Jersey.
To our neighbors.
So
it's unfortunate. Now, how did things change? So you talked about Governor Rell back in the day. She signed the initial one.
Right.
Then what happened? Like, how did this all go south so quickly?
Then Governor Malloy and his contingent of people came in, and they reassessed the tax credit. He was getting hit by a lot of different legislators in terms of them, doing research saying that the tax credits were losing money. As far as the reports were concerned, they were losing money. And with that in mind, he, doing research, decided at some point, without going into a lot of details, to halt feature film productions coming into the state of Connecticut to receive the tax credits.
And the one thing that he wanted to take care of is obviously the broadcast. So the, you know, sports broadcasting, ESPN, all that stuff, that was major stakeholders. But what I think that was a misunderstanding, or at least a misnomer, because blue sky, everybody talks about blue sky.
Right.
Right.
Had millions and millions of dollars, and then poof, they just disappeared. Well, unfortunately, based on the merger that happened with Fox and Disney, things kind of get by the wayside. Disney just didn't say, oh, I'm never going to come here, give us the money. It was earned. They earned that. They spend millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars every year in the state. But people got kind of bitter about that. And then they also got bitter that some big celebrity gets, a $20 million check.
And leaves the state.
And leaves the state.
Right. So there were some bad things, back then. And I think that just kind of, put a bad taste in people's mouths. Mm-hmm. But okay, so get over it. That's what I say. Get over that and let's move forward, right? Because, Jonathan, you were explaining to me before the show started about all the different things that add up, the people that you hire, so the jobs that you create, and these are skilled jobs. I mean, it's no different than manufacturing. Mm-hmm. You made that analogy, right? You buy gas, hotel rooms, all these things.
Catering, food.
Catering, right, restaurants. Well,
restaurants.
The interesting part about this is that a lot of people are saying, well, you're bringing people from outside the state. Well, here's the thing that they don't know is if I bring somebody from, let's say I bring somebody from Los Angeles. Well, one, they're going to be paying Connecticut taxes, even though they're working in the state. Number two, they're going to rent a hotel. Mm-hmm. Number three, they're going to rent a rental car. Number four, they're going to get a per diem of $420 a week in cash. So
where are they going to spend that?
Usually at a bar after they've been working.
Exactly.
But so that's the thing that's really amazing is that just because people come inside the state from a different state, they're still spending a lot of money here in the state.
Right. So this is something, Bob, I know you've been involved in for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan, you said you recently moved here and you moved your production company here as well. Do you have any regrets about doing that? Now you know what you know?
Yeah, actually zero regrets. Lived in Los Angeles for 15 years, met my wife there. She actually grew up, was born and raised in Newtown. And okay. So we have family here, which is a great place to raise kids.
Absolutely.
But I will tell you, looking back at Los Angeles and looking at Connecticut, I am so excited to be here. And no regrets, because I think there's so much potential. It's just we have to build it, and we have to educate, and we have to do it.
One other thing, too, with regard to the infrastructure here in Connecticut of technicians and actors as well, Connecticut, for a long time, I call them pocket industries. They each have their own little fiefdoms. Nobody knew how to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our mantras now is, I'm sorry, I stole this from a movie, but if we build it, they will come.
Sure.
And we're stronger together.
And there's so much talent here.
Absolutely.
You know, from audio technicians to, you know, film operators. You know, I've worked a lot with some of these people, but you're right. Everyone's in their little silos, and if they all come together. So we're speaking with Jonathan Black and also Bob Dio, and they are both very involved and co-founders of the Connecticut Film and TV Alliance. And I encourage you to go on the website. There's some good information there so that people can really understand why this is an important industry that we need to really nurture here in Connecticut. And the email address is Connecticut Film and TV Alliance, all spelled out,
.com.
Bob, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say right now, we have over 350 members in our alliance and growing exponentially because the word is getting out with people like you and others in the media and word of mouth that finally we're coming together and we're going to fight. And we're going to fight the good fight.
Right.
And we're going to make it happen.
And it sounds like the big fight is up at what I call the big house.
Up on the hill.
It has a gold dome. It doesn't have bars. There's two big houses.
I will say that we do have a lot of support.
Good.
A lot. We've had probably over a dozen state reps that visited the set that I just finished the film on. And we do have a lot of strong coalition of lawmakers. There's just a pocket that also is against the credit.
Like in everything. You know, there's, I'm just going to editorialize. You've got your special interest groups. You've got your, you know, so you just got to get the word out. And you know, you're no joke. You have worked on and continue to work on some major projects. These aren't people out there with their little video cameras that, you know, want to do, you know, little films. So talk a little bit about some of the projects and what you envision if this can all get figured out. What could Connecticut be as far as the, why not be the film capital of the world?
Well, actually, it's funny because at one point it was Hollywood East.
Yes.
It was former Speaker Amon kind of coined that.
Yes.
The added bonus, and this is what's happened, all the big clients that I have, you know, all, you know, Netflix to Paramount to like the next movie we're doing is Mark Berg, you know, the Saul series. We also just wrapped a movie with Bob Yari, and he, you know, did the Yellowstone TV series.
Yes.
The idea is to bring high-profile clients here that want to spend, you know, multi-million dollars, but build up the crew, build up everything so that we can take a huge TV show that's in Brooklyn and put it in Connecticut. Why can't we have ABC, CBS, Paramount? Why can't they be, you know, filming bigger TV shows here? So my entire vision, this is the thing that's been in the alliance, is we can get, you know, four or five big TV shows here, five or six big, you know, studio films, and then we also want to build up that smaller indie world too.
So and to have the infrastructure of the technicians and the actors, including Screen Actors Guild actors, that live in Connecticut, but have to leave Connecticut to work.
And so many do. So many are, you know, driving down to New Haven or Stanford, hopping on the train and going into
Absolutely.
New York.
Yep.
You know, I know a major hospital recently that they took tractor trailers and they recreated a hospital room in New York because they said that's where they needed to go to get the actors. I found out what they spent on that. They didn't have to do that. They could have done that right here in Connecticut, you know, so.
And yet the good nurse, which was shot here in Stamford, had created their own hospital room. So they were smart in an industrial building here in Stamford. I was on that movie for 3 days.
Yeah, you've done your share of parts, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
what
was your favorite recently? What have you been up to, Bob?
Actually, the one that I really enjoyed doing was a Vault. It's on Amazon Prime right now. And so many were in it that... Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos was in it.
Oh, cool.
And Clive Standen from Everest and from the Viking series.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So, well, the only credits I have to my name is I was a U5 on two soap operas. And they were the most boring days of my life. You know, I mean, you deliver your lines, do a little hair and makeup. And yeah.
Do you know, one of my biggest dreams, and he knows this, I've been working on it very... I'm like losing sleep over this, building major sound stages. Because here's the thing, major television shows go to like New Jersey, Brooklyn, Atlanta, all because of the sound stages and the tax credits. Unfortunately, we don't have any large, you know, Class A sound stages in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm currently looking at Stanford and then also partnering with UConn for training, so that we can have a training facility to take their students and put them on a film set in a soundstage.
Wow.
So there's a lot of support, but that infrastructure, a lot of these lawmakers want to see permanent, long-term infrastructure. That's soundstages. These major soundstages will bring in years and years and decades worth of production.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Again, we're speaking with Jonathan Black and Bob Dio, both just tremendous resumes, but they're here on the show today talking about the Connecticut Film and TV Alliance. And, you know, that's the other thing, too, that, you know, they'll give tax credit, they being the state, you know, for these huge buildings to come up. You know, like I know in the town I live in, there's a Voya building. Huge tax credits were given. And guess what? This building today, once those ran out, it's empty.
Hmm.
You know, so you're talking about building an infrastructure here that is not only going to create jobs, but it's just like going back to the manufacturing thing. It's going to train those skilled trades people and give them a future in an industry that's never going away.
Well, that's the thing that I love about the Alliance is that, and then what we're doing, we're recession proof.
Yes.
No matter how much the economy goes up and down and fluctuates, and maybe the industry, because we had some strikes that happened last year.
Right.
But guess what? Everybody still sits in front of their TV at night,
mm-hmm.
or they go watch a movie, or they, you know, pop some popcorn or something like that. So that's the thing, that we have a sustainable, long-term, you know, forever business that can employ people for decades. And it's not just a... hey, we're here for a few years and then we're gone.
Right.
We're here permanently. That's why the Alliance is so important to us.
Some of the other things that we're going to attempt to do and are doing now is...
We being the Connecticut...
We being the Alliance.
Okay.
Absolutely. And also Jonathan with his Chair 10 Productions.
Right, but this isn't
company.
Just about Chair 10.
No.
You're doing this for everybody.
State.
Exactly.
Right.
Really quickly is that the Alliance to me was so important to bring everyone together.
Right.
It's from a PA intern to a senior executive. It's for everyone, because if we come together, and that's where we can build it, and then we can support so many different productions.
Bringing in key people that normally don't consider Connecticut as a resource, for instance, Connecticut has never had a CSA casting director.
All right, what's CSA stand for?
It's a Casting Society of America.
Okay.
And we are gleaning opportunities here to, in fact, make that happen right now. I don't know if Jonathan can speak more about
that.
You said you had a big announcement. You were going to talk about something big today. Have you already talked about that? Come on. We don't have all day.
I know.
You've got some breaking news. You better get it out.
I've got some pretty big breaking news.
Come on.
I think I'm a little embarrassed, but no, the thing that has happened in the last week and a half is that I've met with several major studios, and they're all of them are saying, yes, the industry's shrinking. And you know, the strikes and some other things, a lot of productions go into Europe. But they are now not looking at Connecticut as a flyover state anymore. They are now investing time and effort and budgeting and really looking at doing larger shows here. So I have a couple of large clients that are looking at already budgeting major TV shows here next year.
Really?
I already have one big film coming up, you know, like I said, from the Mark Berg, you know, Saul series. We got that coming up. We have another big one coming up. It's a football movie next year that's, you know, a very large budget.
Do you need a cheerleader?
I would do that. But the thing that has happened is we're working with like NBC Universal and talking to a lot of the stakeholders, ITV and some other stakeholders in the state, to really bring everyone together. And that's something that we're planning on doing right after the election, and getting together a coalition to help educate all the lawmakers. And that the alliance is really trying to, you know, reach out. So
the other thing we're doing too is we are a 501c3 now. So you know, our goal obviously is to educate.
It takes money to do
yep, so.
Yep.
And some of the things that we as the Alliance are doing are creating events and symposiums and things of that nature. So we're actively, sometimes people say, well, we don't see too much of the Alliance out there right now. We're working behind the scenes at this point.
We have a big event coming up in November, and it's going to be a conference, a two-day conference. And we're probably looking at anywhere from 500 to 800 people.
Right.
We've got big speakers coming in. Part of this is education, also, you know, helping people connect for jobs, and then showcasing some people's work as well. And so that's something that we're excited.
Where's that going to be?
It will be in
at the Goodwin College here in East Hartford.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be in I think the second week in November.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, and you'll have, I'm sure, lots of information and registration up on your website.
Yes.
Connecticut Film and TV Alliance.com. So we've got a long legislative session coming up. This was a short one.
Right.
This past one. So are you just ready to hit it hard this session? Because is that really where the brick wall
is
the legislature?
Yep. Here's the good news. Because of the work that the Alliance has done, a lot of the first electmen and mayors of these different towns are very, very supportive.
Good.
That also has led to several, you know, state lawmakers, you know, state senators and all that are supportive. But here's the glitch. Nothing really happens until you get up on the Hill. Like, you can meet with everybody and all that, but that's
right.
And they're going to revamp the whole tax thing. Mm-hmm. There's a major push to revamp the entire tax structure in the state, be it from, you know, all kinds of different taxes. So we're going to be in the heat of the discussion. But I have to give a shout out to the one of the probably the biggest supporters is Maria Horn, co-chair of the Finance Committee. And she has been a huge supporter of us because she understands what we're bringing to the table. So she's in there. She is with a bunch of other lawmakers, you know, willing to help us out and do the fight. But we got to really get people out to come out and really support what we're doing, because that's what's great about wearing these great blue T-shirts.
Yeah, right.
They see us and they see we're paying taxes. You know, we're their constituents.
It's an industry. And, you know, everybody's screaming about, you know, not enough jobs, not enough, you know, skilled trades. This is a skilled trade. This is a future. This is...
Well, just to give you a number here, we had actually the exact number is 127 employees on my last film. And we're probably going to have about 180-something employees on this next film. So that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
I mean, you know, and if you take what we are doing, what, you know, Bob and the Alliance is doing, and then you take all the stakeholders, there's probably well over 10 to 12,000 employees that are directly or indirectly, you know, benefiting from this tax credit.
And they're learning and they're earning. Those are the two things, right? So I'm going to ask you, who's the thorn in your side? Where's the problem?
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus? Okay. I will say that the people there, we want to support, you know, support services, children's services, you know, single moms. We want to do all that. We want to help because, listen, I mean, I have two little girls, right? So I'm a working family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the people are looking at this credit as it's a lot of money being spent and they're not seeing the return. But that's because they're not seeing the return because it's not being properly reported.
Correct.
So that's really the reporting and getting people to understand. Oh, and then the last thing is bringing the Film Commission back. So used to, there was a Film Commission that was, you know, volunteer appointed positions that helped really shape and educate and that type of thing. And I guess it was kind of disbanded around 2009 or 10, I think.
Yeah, we're actually on it.
We were trying to bring it back so that it really helps these lawmakers and, you know, the DECD and everybody else and just to really, you know, help shape it and keep it in the right direction.
And the other thing, too, is that economically, when they take a look at things and say, well, you know, the tax credit is a loss, they're not allowing enough productions or attracting enough productions here to have enough of the revenue come into the state.
Right.
You see what
and
I
like
mean?
You said, you got to earn the money to get it back.
Right.
So it's
you need the people to spend the money.
Exactly.
Here.
So yeah.
And
yeah.
And if they're not attracted to the area, mm-hmm. they're going to go somewhere right. else.
And what a beautiful spot! I mean, who wouldn't want to film in Connecticut?
I got to give a big shout out to I consider him a dear friend now, Shelley Johnson. He's a president of ASC, and ASC is the American Association of Cinematographers, and the cool thing about what he was telling me, he's like, I don't know why people won't shoot in Connecticut. He was like, the amazing locations. He was like, I've been telling all my friends and producers back in Los Angeles how they should be shooting in Connecticut because all the major, you know, it's just beauty locations. And it's so nice and you can stretch your legs. You're not in the middle of crazy traffic.
Right.
And you get to enjoy just quiet and beauty.
Yes.
And great people.
Absolutely. Well, keep up the good fight, you guys. Your entire coalition, hopefully you keep making headway. That's what we'll hope for. Connecticut Film and TV Alliance.com. Jonathan Black, Bob Dio, continued success.
Thank you.
And you know, I got to say, here in Connecticut, nothing comes easy.
And we're stronger together.
And you're stronger together. Well, thank you. We hope to see you successful in the near future. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use. Again, I'm Ann Baldwin. We hope you enjoyed the program. We'll see you back here next week on WTIC News Talk 1080.